Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, beautiful, power-packed Mummer of Many family. I just sense to go live with you for a few moments today and unpack some prophetic downloads, a dream and some words that the Lord has been pouring in at this very crucial time that we get to partner with heaven and that we get to be alive. I sense an invitation going out from God's throne to his own right now. There's number one, an invitation to supernatural, superhuman living. Two, there's an invitation going out to be continually ascending and descending with him. They that know their God shall be strong, and we're going to accomplish, we're going to release great works and wonders through him at this time. And thirdly, an invitation as kingdom citizens of heaven that we will arise in all of the power, the privileges, and the perks that we have to embrace, that we have to take. One of the meanings of this year, the new Jewish year we've entered into, 5785, within that number five, it means, yes, is we know it's a season of double grace and favor over the children of God. We know that it's a season of the breath of God, the very Holy Spirit of God being released through us and his works and wonders on the earth. As the wind is released, the wind can also have devastating effects. It's going to be turbulent times ahead, as is signified by that wind. But the wind of the Holy Spirit, we will be clothed with power in this hour. Double portion power shower from the throne of God. And within that, as his kings and as his priests, as citizens, or not of this world, but as citizens of the kingdom of God, we have power, we have perks, and we have privileges for us to take, because one of those meanings of the number five is to take what we take, what we permit. Please go back and listen to the messages that I've been bringing, unpacking the meaning of and the Jewish meaning prophetically of this year. But I just want to steer us now into the new charters, the new waters that the Lord is leading us into. It's a time to retain and to gain. It's a time for defense and offense. It's a time to trust and obey all the way. It's a time to take God at his word. The kingdom of God, it suffers violence, and the violent, those who take God at his word, take all that is available to us, all that Christ died to release and to give to us. We take it by force because we know that it delights the heart of our King as we take from his kingdom all that Jesus has made available to us at this time. It's a time for us to rest in him and to win. And I want to show you that prophetically today. I sense that the Lord would say to us very strongly that although there are tumultuous times and turbulent times ahead, make no mistake, the tables have turned for the church, for Israel, for the children of the King. There is a divine overturning and a divine turnaround right now that we're going to be seeing increasingly within nations. And as nations tremble and quake, as all that can be shaken shakes, we're going to stand firm in our faith, and we're going to forge the way, we're going to forge into the new that the Lord has for us to step into. The Lord is the one, as Daniel tells us, that changes times and seasons, and we must know the times and the seasons that we have entered into. And it's a time of victory, it's a time of divine turnaround, it's a time of retaining ground and gaining new ground. Just as we see Israel surging forward prophetically, it's a picture of the church rising up and saying, enough is enough. We're not going to live underneath the lies, underneath defeat, underneath fear any longer, but we're going to rise and recover all. The Lord will restore and more as we take him at his word, quite literally. I sense the Lord saying a very unusual word to me just this week. Get your war cabinet ready now. Get your war chest ready now. Get your war heads ready now. And I sense that the Lord would encourage us within that, that we need to be in that connected, rightly aligned at this time. Our war cabinet, the government shall be upon his shoulders. This is going to take more than one. We need to be arising as his ecclesia, as his war cabinet, as his authority, as his strategic body, the body of Christ, rightly aligned at this time. The apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the very fivefold, the number five also means that fivefold at this time in the year 5785, approaching our year 2025. We want to see the apostles, the prophets, first the apostles, second the prophets. The Bible's very clear in that. So let's embrace the prophetic within his church at this time. The teachers, the pastors, and what's the fifth one for that? I always seem to miss one. And the evangelist, all were all so key, all equally important, but all must be aligned. That's why, firstly, the apostle, secondly, the prophetic, which will then bring into play in this day all of the other parts so essentially needed at this time to complete us. So that war cabinet, the war chest, God says that he is going to make divine provision released to his children at this time. You are right on time. God wants you to put your faith in him, faith that you're going to make it. He is going to cause a great breakout of provision upon his body, upon his bride, upon his church. No expense spared, says the Lord, for he will surge you forward and you will be, there is no lack in his kingdom. Therefore, there is no lack in the children of the king. And get your warheads ready now. The word of God in our mouth will be as a two-edged sword that goes forth fire-filled, fire-packed to accomplish that for which God's word is sent at this time. Now, my son Joel, on the evening of his 18th birthday this week, and often I have to live things prophetically. My life often is a prophetic picture, and then the Lord downloads and gives me the meaning to what we've walked through. But as our super son Joel was turning 18, he had two of his older siblings. They were away at a wedding, and our daughter, she was away doing her DV. I'm going to bring something prophetically on that as well in a few moments that I believe is really applicable to the children of God at this time. And there we were on the morning of his 18th birthday. The little E had already gone off to school, our 7-year-old Judah, and we were there, just the three of us, opening presents and around the breakfast table. And I just sensed the Lord would say, we have our ideal. We want everything perfect in our views, but God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts at this time. It is no longer business as usual. And the Lord showed me the picture through that with our Joel. It isn't what I would have necessarily chosen for him. I love to have all of the family around the table. I love to celebrate big time. But do you know what? God's ideal hit our reel. And he made it perfect. We had just the most special and precious time that I couldn't have created. Wouldn't have been, as I said, what I'd have chosen, but it was just so perfect having that one-on-one with Joel. And he shared with us that morning a dream that he had just the night before. And I'm going to read it to you because I made a note of it and ran it by him. Joel dreamt on the night of his 18th birthday, the early hours of the 9th of October 2024, that he came out of school past the cathedral. His school is actually located by our cathedral in our city here. He'd been trying to get us to pick him up and get him away from the storm, the hurricane that was coming. We were doing something else. I did laugh at that. I said, Joel, when have we ever not been there to pick you up or to meet you? But this has a prophetic significance. I'm going to unpack for you in a second. He walked towards the green and he saw it was actually somebody who was close to us in our world. I'm not going to name that person in order to embarrass them, but I am going to unpack the meaning of that person's name, which has significance for us prophetically today. And the hurricane stopped right in front of Joel. Joel then proceeded to walk around it, and some of the debris fell to the ground. He stooped down to pick it up, and on it was the name of who was responsible for this, as well as the coordinates. Interesting dream. And I sensed, and we laughed about it. He was laughing about it at the breakfast table, not thinking anything of it. But I knew that my son had just received a prophetic dream that I believe the generations, our sons and our daughters, they're going to dream dreams. They're going to prophesy. We are living in the time of God pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And they are arising, and we are arising as a generational body and church at this time. It's going to take all of us together to ascend and to declare the mighty works and release the authority of God on the earth. It's going to take more than one. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Just picture now the ecclesia rising in all the might that God, in the strategic wisdom of his word and through the authority and power of the Holy Spirit, has given to us for this time. The full fivefold, five alive in 2025, the Lord has said to me, five alive in the year 5, 7, 8, 5, all taking their place, nothing wasted, nothing missing in the body of Christ. For this time, for such a time as this. And the Lord showed me through this dream that just as we are arising in authority and in power and in the prophetic in this hour, we need not fear the storms approaching in this hour. We are the restraining force on the earth. Thessalonians shows us that we will be that we are the restrainer. Who is the restrainer? Who is on the earth, that whenever the church and the Holy Spirit who is within the church is taken up at the rapture, then that restraining force will be no more. But as long as we are here, we have got a job to do. Put your foot down prophetically and powerfully. Put your foot down and obediently release the fullness of the word of God and his works and wonders through us at this time. We are the restraining force on the earth. What we permit is permitted, and what we do not permit is not permitted. It stops with us. Just as that hurricane stopped in front of Joel, I sense the Lord saying, there is a new day. There is the new that is arising, and we are rising in might and in power and in all authority, double portion power at this hour, and it stops with us. And then what I sensed the Lord show me, just as Joel, he stooped down and he stopped to pick up the debris, which showed what had orchestrated this. And the coordinates were on it, very specific. I believe that is representing exposure and divine uncoverings at this time are being released on the earth, and those evil works of darkness will be exposed by the prophetic unveiling of our Lord at this time. What the enemy meant for evil, I sense with those coordinates on it and with the very exposure of the name from whence this hurricane came, the Lord is saying that we are going to have the authority to return to sender. The evil works of darkness will rebound back 7 times on the enemy's head, back on the enemy. In fact, I saw a video released just last of the rockets which were fired from Iran at Israel, And one of those rockets literally rebounded back into the Iranian territory and killed a number of those Iranian terrorists, I'm going to call them by their rightful names, who were trying to annihilate and destroy Israel. And not one rocket took one Israeli life in that, which was the biggest release and barrage of missiles and rockets fired at any nation in history. Just look at the power, the protective nature of our God. And I believe that increasingly we're going to see the that which the enemy fires against the children of God is going to, what the enemy means for evil will rebound and will destroy the works and the strategies of the enemy at this time. Because there is a divine overturning and there's a divine turnaround in Jesus' mighty name. Now, that I sense also the Lord showing through this dream that my Jolie had, that just as he would reach out, say, to his parents or to, you know, to whatever, he actually saw in his dream that we were in the car. We must all be about the mission God has called each and every one of us to be about. And we must be looking to our commander-in-chief, his instructions, and look to his face in this hour. The year 5780s, the 80s and the 20s that we entered into 5 years ago. That number 80, as I've said before, is the, in Hebrew, it's the word pay, and it means mouth. It means we, God speaks, we repeat. It's the year where we will, and the decade where the mouth of God and the word of God will not be suppressed and God's spirit will be released and will go out through his church, through the mouth of his church at this time, and great wonders, works, and the power of the Lord will be unleashed. But in that number 80, I also see so strategically that it also means the face. It means face. And God wants us face to face with him at this time. He wants us pressing into him. He wants us intimately acquainted with him. And we're going to take our instructions from him. And the person who, when we weren't there, Joe looked out and he saw, as I said in the dream, this other person standing there. I felt the Lord show me to look up the meaning of that person's name. And here's what it means. The first name of that person meant the victory of the people. That's who our Lord is. And that is who God is causing us to be at this time. We're going to arise as not victims, but as his victors, because God, ultimately, Jesus Christ, he is the great victor. He is the victory for his people at this time. And he's going to shower his power and his victory upon us. The surname of that person meant battle chief. Isn't the Lord of hosts? That's one of God's great names. The Lord of the battle. Isn't he not our battle chief? We're going to take our orders from him. Just as Israel now must follow the word of the Lord, she is not subject to the dictates of other leaders or other nations, but she follows her commander-in-chief, the God of Israel. So must the church at this time, and we're going to release his power shower upon the earth. The one who speaks, the Lord of hosts, and every storm is stilled. I just sense by the word of the Lord that we're going to see everything that, every blockage, every storm that comes against the world and the children of the Lord at this time. Storms are there to ultimately to cause devastation, but they also make new. There's new beginnings, the Lord would say, for the children of the King at this time. I sense the Lord would say, one, just as I wrote the book, Burst the Dam, it's double portion time. Hey, burst the blockage by the word of the Lord, by the power and the force of the Holy Spirit that is released upon us at this time, in this Kairos time, in this significant time that we get to be alive to, burst into blessing, into his blessing in everything. It's, we're going to see every blockage will burst before us, and we will just know the blessings of the Lord showering upon us. and 3, burst forth and blossom. That's what Israel is called to do at this time, to blossom, to show the beauty and the wonder of her great God, the power of her great God, to blossom upon great blossoming upon Israel and great blossoming and flourishing upon his church at this time. Burst forth and blossom, and let us be all the Lord has called us to be, in Jesus' mighty name. It's very key at this time that we do not hold back. Faith that sleeps in the storm is faith that can speak to the storm. Isn't that powerful? And isn't that beautiful? As we live ascended above all of the waves and above all of the storm, we can speak to the storm and we can see those storms dissipated and destroyed in Jesus' name. Live ascended. We have been given an invitation to superhuman living. That hybrid life is something that man has forever seemed to have been seeking to attain. Man has always been seeking that superhuman hybrid status, and yet God made it available to us through his Son, through the resurrection power of and the life of Jesus within us, through the power of the Holy Spirit in exchange for our low-level life. What God has given to us right now is superhuman living. Let's enter into it. The Word of God says in Romans 6, let me go to Ephesians 2, verse 5 to 6. And it says from the Passion Translation, even when we were dead and doomed in our many sins, he united us into the very life of Christ. And he saved us by his wonderful grace. Double grace, double favour over us in this year, 5785, the new Jewish year we've just entered into. He raised us up with Christ. We have been raised up. He has exalted us. We are high above all. And we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. We've been seated with him, it goes on and it says, for we are now co-seated as one with Christ. We are seated with him in heavenly places. Kingdom living. It's for now, not for the future. We are seated. We have all authority, rest and confidence in him, in Jesus' name. Carrying right on, real and raw is how we live life together, don't we, or mama of many? But whenever my 7-year-old son comes in to tell me all about his rugby win today at school, I have to stop my world for Judah. And I'm just going to gear up again because I want to continue right on from where we left off, that we are ascended with Christ. Because Christ ascended, he has taken us with us. We are now seated, the scripture shows us there, with him in those heavenly realms, in those heavenly places. That is our spiritual position. In our spirits, we are seated with him. And then our feet may touch the ground on planet Earth, but we are going to release all around us from our kingdom living, from our seating with him in those heavenly places, God's authority, God's breakthroughs, God's miracles, his works, his wonders. We are going to be storm stoppers. We are going to be, I believe the Lord would say right now to each and every one of us, storm stoppers. We're going to be storm strippers. We're going to be storm silencers. If you're a storm stripper, you strip every storm that comes against you, your family, comes against those around you, you strip that storm of its power in Jesus' name. If you're a storm stopper, just like in Joel's dream, you're going to stop the evil forces of darkness in their tracks. Who are you, mountain? Who are you, stormy mountain? Who are you that would prevail or seek to come against the children of the living God? You'll become as nothing. You'll become as a plane before us that we will run over, declaring the victories, the wonders and the works of our God. And whenever we are storm silences, just like Jesus, who was able to sleep on the boat, the disciples and the boat was being tossed in the worst storm at sea. And they came and they woke him up and Jesus just spoke peace, be still to the storm. When you can sleep in the boat, you have authority. And whenever you can sleep in the storm, you have authority to speak to the storm and to see it silenced. You have authority to bring the norm, God's norm, to what is abnormal. And all that is abnormal, that is increasing and being released from the forces of darkness on the earth right now, we are released from his throne as his own to release kingdom norm, to bring peace, to bring salvation, to bring goodness, to bring blessing, to bring breakthroughs, to bring miraculous signs and wonders at this time, in Jesus' mighty name. So we are called and we are invited at this time, the Lord says to us, to be his, well, we're invited to superhuman living. We're invited to be continually ascending with him. That's where we're seated with him, and then descending through our lives, through the power and the victory of the Holy Spirit and what Jesus has accomplished for us. We're going to be bringing all around us God's miracles, his show-stopping works and wonders on the earth. And we're going to stop the enemy in his tracks in Jesus' mighty name. And thirdly, I sense the Lord saying that we are invited as kingdom kids, we're invited to partake as kingdom citizens or of all the perks and the privileges that are afforded to us at this time. And it's for now, just like that scripture I read earlier, it says that we're seated with him in those heavenly places. And it is for now that we are co-seated as one with Christ, not for the future, but right now. That is our position. Let's take it, let's live it, and let's give it all for God's great name's sake, for his reputation's sake. It's his name that is at stake whenever we take our stand. And what's more, God will never, ever fail us as we rise up in the authority and as we rise up in our positional state of being seated with him and then outworking on earth all that God has for us to release at this time. I love that it says here in Philippians 3 verse 20, but we are citizens of the state, of the commonwealth, the homeland, which is in heaven. And from it also we earnestly and we patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our Saviour. That's from the Amplified. How beautiful is that? It shows there that we are waiting from him as being positioned already in those heavenly places. And God wants you to know that you are a citizen of heaven. That means you have all of the rights. Seated at peace, you are now, right now, in his homeland, in your homeland, which is heaven. That's where you function from as a citizen of heaven. And you are entitled, just as a person who is a citizen of a country is entitled to the privileges of their homeland and of their country. So we are not to worry. We're not to fear as people of the world fear and worry. But as citizens of heaven, instead, we are to be at peace and we are to release God's kingdom, privileges, perks all around us. That's our position. That's our place. So know your place. You are placed. You're a citizen of the kingdom of God. Know your position. You're a child of God seated with him in heavenly places. You are not under anything, but everything is under your feet in Christ. You're above and not beneath. You have been given all authority, ruling and reigning with him. Are you receiving this word today? My daughter, as I said earlier, and I see this prophetically for us right now, she's been doing her D of E. The wee darling had been recovering from a horrible dose of flu. And just the other night, she really wasn't in a good way. We heard from her back at her tent. My heart was breaking as a mother's heart for her, and everything inside me just wanted to bring her home. How much must our Father feel like that when he looks down on what his children are going through, what the world is going through right now? He must just want to stop it all and bring us home. But the scriptures tell us, and this was something I saw prophetically for my daughter, and I sent her the word of the Lord, the word of God. Oh, when the word of the Lord dwells in our hearts richly, we will know true riches. His riches are all we need in order to succeed. His word is all we need to succeed. And I sent her from Colossians 1, verse 11. We pray that you may be invigorated. This is my prayer for all of the children of God right now. That you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance, it says in the Amplified, with joy. That was my prayer for my daughter. When that scripture jumped off the pages to me, I sent it to her immediately. And it goes on and it says in Colossians 1:29, for this I labour. This is our labour in Christ. To weariness, it says in the Amplified, striving with all the superhuman energy which he so mightily enkindles and works within me. You may be feeling like your flame's going out, but the Lord is rekindling your flame right now. You're going to be ablaze for him. You're going to be strong. You're going to know superhuman power within you. That's the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in you. So often whenever the New Testament speaks about the workings of God in us, that word workings means the superhuman power of God that is in us. He makes us superhuman. As Christ is, so are we in the world today. And just as I was able to encourage my daughter, who is on her way back now to us again, on her way home, she has overcome. She has pushed through. I was saying to her, we're not quitters. Quitting is not part of our language. She has pushed through. She knows now the superhuman power of God that is in her, and that she is ultimately, through Christ, she's been made superhuman too. How amazing is that? May that become our reality. That's the word of God. Let's receive it. Let's start living it, and let's be releasing his works and wonders through us. Colossians 2:12 says, we've been buried with him in baptism. Jesus died, as Christ died on the cross, we died with him. We were crucified with Christ. We've been buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. The word working here in the Greek is used only of superhuman power. The resurrection power is superhuman power, and the resurrection power is ours in this hour. Isn't that amazing? Are you receiving it today? You see why, as I'm saying to my daughter, we don't quit. When my son comes in and we cut through this transmission, we just get back up again and we carry on strong. Whatever has tried to cut you off, whatever has tried to stop you, child of God, rise up again in the superhuman power of Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit within you, and know that Christ calls you his child superhuman too, in Jesus' mighty name. We will not make it through the storms and through the coming storms unless we embrace everything that Jesus Christ has won from us, and unless we live that ascended life from that position of being ascended with him. Jesus would say to you today, it's time to rise. It's time to shine. Live that ascended, superhuman life that Christ died to give you. And just as it speaks in the psalmist said, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts. We are called continually to be ascending with him, onwards and upwards all the way. Just as Jesus, he would ascend up the mountain top. Sometimes to ascend a mountain, it takes some human effort, but remember, God's super is in your natural. It may feel like you're climbing, but you are called to climb higher every time. And the Lord is going to be your super strength, your super in your natural. The Lord has made you superhuman because the power of the Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the resurrection power is within you. Superhuman power for this hour in Jesus' mighty name. In closing today, I want to share with you, I felt by the Spirit of the Lord to bring this word full circle. Just as I shared Joel's dream, I was reminded of a dream I had a few years ago. It was during lockdown. And in this dream, it was very significant. I was naturally all around me. I was looking outside. It was dark. The times that we are living in, children of God, are dark, and they're getting darker continually right now. And outside, unnaturally, there was this storm, and it was swirling all around our house. I was in the lounge with my mum. I went to check the door before going upstairs to bed. But unusually, I'm not the one to be checking the doors of the house. My hubby always does that, but it was me. And I believe this dream has great significance. I see that the door in my dream, it was unlocked, and there was a protective plastic coating sheeting that was all around our house. I leant down to check that it was zipped right the way to the bottom, and I locked the door, and then I continued upstairs to bed to rest. What I sensed the Lord say through this dream, and I only saw this in fullness recently, I sensed God's whisper to my spirit, unnatural times demand a supernatural response. I have a strong sense that the natural will no longer cut it. Man's excellence, man's best efforts, our house was natural, but our security, strength and stability was only to be found in the supernatural. The covering around the house represents supernatural around our natural, around our lives, around our families, around our finances, around all that we have right now. All must be owned by the throne, and we're going to know God super in our natural. That was why my mum, who was a picture in the dream the Lord showed me of the Holy Spirit, and I went higher. We ascended together up the stairs to bed. I was in perfect peace. Although around me the flood waters were rising through the storm, the house was unnaturally surrounded by water. It was seawater. That wasn't a natural for anything to be around our home. So unnatural times that we are living in right now require God's supernatural in our natural. I believe that was a picture of complete rest and peace and the authority that the Lord is giving to us, his church. My house represents the church, his church, the security of his church, the security for Israel, the security for your own natural house and for your families right now is only going to be found in God's supernatural around our natural. The Holy Spirit is faithful and true, and the Holy Spirit is with me and with you and will never leave us or forsake us, but will cause us to continually be ascending into that position of rest at this time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Will you receive his word today? Father, we receive your word. We receive your prophetic warnings. We receive, Lord, that in the midst of the storms that are coming, we are going to be ascending. We're going to know your peace. We're going to be living as citizens, not of this world, but of the kingdom of God and of heaven. And we're going to know only your release and power in this hour. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's my gorgeous girly home. So till next time, God bless you.